A clearer picture of just where the Democratic presidential candidates stand is now emerging. The second quarter of fundraising ended on Monday, and the time is approaching for the candidates to start spending the cash that they have amassed. In the money race, as in the polls, there's been little change. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The big story, of course, is Howard Dean. He outraced the others for the quarter and finished with a dramatic internet-driven surge that pulled in $800,000 in just one day. Dean campaign manager Joe Trippi says it reflects the way the grassroots control his candidate's campaign, something he doubts the other campaigns could copy.
They're all structured the same way. You've got a campaign manager who gives orders to state directors, who give orders to county directors, who give orders to precinct captains. And that's really kind of suffocating. It's not very inviting, and I think the other campaigns are still sort of locked in that old structure.
Ron Fauché agrees with Trippi. Fauché is editor-in-chief of Campaigns and Elections, a trade publication for political professionals.
The problem the other Democratic candidates have is that they don't have the grassroots enthusiasm that Howard Dean's candidacy has. And it's not that the Internet is creating it. The grassroots support that he has is there. It's real. The Internet is just helping to harvest it.
Which doesn't mean the other leading candidates are admitting concern. Senator Joe Lieberman raised $5 million, up from just $3 million in the first quarter. Not as good as Dean, says spokesman Hanno Cabrera, but good enough.
I also think that for our own campaign, however, people didn't expect us to raise the money that we did, and we're pretty pleased with what we did manage to raise.
All of the leading candidates, Dean, Lieberman, Senators John Kerry and Bob Graham, and Congressman Dick Gephardt, all of them say they have enough cash to deliver their messages. Here's Steve Elmendorf, a senior advisor to Gephardt.
The question on money is, what's the threshold and are you going to meet it? And I think that there are, you know, somewhere between four and six serious Democratic candidates who are going to have enough money to participate in Iowa and New Hampshire.
That is, the two states that lead the presidential nominating contests next winter. From Raleigh, where Edwards' presidential campaign is headquartered, spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri points out that the first-term senator led in first-quarter fundraising, and Dean, a former Vermont governor, led in the second.
Who would have ever predicted that 6 months ago? It could be a fluke, it is early, it can mean a lot of things, but I think that it speaks to the Democratic voters' interest in having a Washington outsider as their candidate.
Up till now, reporters have asked some of their sharpest questions about the money chase, largely because that's what the candidates were busiest doing. Robert Gibbs, speaking for the Kerry campaign, says Democratic voters ask the same questions.
They ask them a bit differently, but the meaning is the same, and that is Democrats in America want somebody that can beat George Bush, and part of doing that is having the money to compete in those races, to reach out to those voters. So they may be phrased a little differently, but the meaning is certainly the same.
The fundraising will continue, although not at the pace that had Edwards doing 180 events in 90 days back in the first quarter. Now the candidates move to the next phase, spending less time with donors, more time with voters. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.